You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
The annual multi-ethnic symposium is coming up at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, and so we get to share an opportunity to celebrate God's love and faithfulness across all nations.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine by visiting cui.edu.
Joining us today in studio, Dr. Ellie Prieto, Associate Professor of Practical Theology and Chairman of the Multi-Ethnic Symposium Committee at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, thank you. It's a joy to be here with you and Andy. So, yeah, thank you.
And also Erica Petch, Director of Continuing Education. Thanks for joining us again, Erica.
Thank you. Good to see you guys.
So we get to talk about the multi-ethnic symposium. I am so excited. I am already registered to go this time.
Ooh, wonderful.
It looks like an excellent event. Dr. Prieto, what is the multi-ethnic symposium?
Yeah, so I think it's a great question. Of course, the first one was in 2008, and it was just much before my time when I came to the seminary. I came to the seminary in 2021. In the beginning, it was every other year. And then, of course, beginning 2016, we started to have every year. And since then, the only time we didn't have it, Erica, was during the COVID.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
We didn't have it. So, and I think in the beginning, as I talked to Erica and other people too, that were in the beginning of the multi-ethnic symposium, was to gather people that are doing some type of cross-cultural ministry with other ethnicities. And not only to gather them, but also to listen to them, right? What are their challenges? What are their opportunities? And in some ways, you know, encourage one another. Because as you know, if you look to the demographics of LCMS, right? So our multi-ethnic cross-cultural is very small. So, and sometimes we need some type of encouragement. I think that was the goal in the beginning, but also, you know, have some theological discussions and then also have some showcase of things that people are doing in their ministries. So that's what I believe it started off, and then they evolved a little bit. Now it's kind of a little mix of that. You probably agree with that, Erica, but I think it's, you know, we have keynote presenters that talk about theological aspects of the mission work, depending what, you know, is the topic. And then usually we have some people that are doing, you know, like we call boots on the ground, doing work, and they will share things that they are doing, experiencing. So we have a good attendance usually, and that's really what it is. So it's a multi-ethnic symposium. Concordia Seminary has two. One is the theological symposium that usually happens in September. And then we have the multi-ethnic symposium that happens in May. So,
Erica, there are a plethora of opportunities for learning at Concordia Seminary, especially through continuing education, which is your area. How does the multi-ethnic symposia fit into this picture of the broader mission of educational events at Concordia Seminary?
Sure. As Ellie was saying, we've been doing the multi-ethnic symposium for a long time. When we first started it out, and I wasn't there yet either, I came on in 2015, right before we started doing them annually. And in the beginning, it was all about, as Ellie said, bringing other ethnic leaders together to talk about how to truly be a multi-ethnic church. Since that time, it's evolved to be much like the fall symposium, where there's topics, experts in those topics come and teach us how to do those ministries and topics better. So now we actually are able to offer continuing education credit for the multi-ethnic symposium because it's on, you know, real topics that people are dealing with day to day.
Dr. Prieto, what is the theme? What's going to happen?
Great. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we tried, you know, at least since I became the chair and when I came in 2021, I always tried to look ahead. So I'm already thinking about the next symposium. So this one here, we are thinking over a year on this one. And the topic comes from Psalm 117, verses 1 and 2, which is only two verses. When the psalmist says, "Praise the Lord, all nations, extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord." So the idea is this, praising God, right? So the gifts that God gives to the church through the music and worship. We all are familiar with the LSP, the way we worship in our church, which is beautiful, the divine service. And as we know, with this multi-ethnicity, even if you look to the LSB, you see different hymns that are composed in different nations and different cultures. And we are more familiar with the music sometimes play with pipe organ or more piano style, things like that. But in many cultures, they express music, sometimes only clapping hands, using drums and things like that. So the music is in itself is a gift from God, right? So, and Luther also said that after theology, music would be his second, most precious gift that God has given to the church. So, and music is fascinating in the sense that usually when you listen to music, it talks to you, right? You feel something. Sometimes calms you down. Sometimes you get excited. But when you take music and then you add God's word, that's something totally different. Because now God's word can be singable, I would say. You can express God's love and forgiveness. We can hear law and the gospel being preached, if I would say, or being sang to you, right? So, and this is why we decided to use this topic. We thought it would be fascinating to see how different groups of people, different cultures also see music and how that music is part of their worship, their lives. And also we talk about life together, right? This Holy Catholic Church that we confess. So this Holy Catholic Church is united in faith in Christ, like the Holy Spirit calls us and gathers us. We know all the explanation of Luther in the third article of the Apostles' Creed. But it, the same way he does that, we cannot forget the first article, right? God gives us different gifts, different blessings that are all over the world, right? He created and he continues to provide. And that's what we will see here, too. You're going to hear people talking about maybe an African-American context of music and worship, a district president that will share with us not only his own experience, but also sharing the experience that he sees in his own district where he has many multi-ethnic pastors serving. We will hear from a pastor serving in Dominican Republic now, but he's an Argentinian man, Pastor Weber. And he's one of the key leaders in developing this new Hispanic hymnal that you know. Probably you heard about it. So he'll be talking about that. So that's really our topic. So we'll have a mix of, theological insights like Luther and music and culture and other things that we'll be discussing. So that's our main topic, united in praise, celebrating God's love and faithfulness.
This really does bring together many talented and gifted people in God's church that have wonderful gifts to serve the church. How do you see the church being equipped to bear witness to God's love across all nations?
Yeah, that's a great, I like that question, Andy, when I saw the topic for us to talk. And I need to go back to the time, because sometimes we hear people saying, you're not equipped to witness. I didn't have a theological training. Our church doesn't do a whole lot of witnessing. I mean, sometimes you hear people talking about those things. And I remember, when I was a pastor in San Antonio for many years, as I taught every Sunday morning Bible class, and sometimes I really try to encourage my people to share their faith, like their vocations. Luther talks about that too. And they would say, Pastor, you're not equipped to do that. And I said, well, let's talk a little bit about that. So then you look around the room, right? You see people that have been in church. I said, hey, Sarah, how long have you been in church? And this person says, well, I'm 40 years old. So, and you grew up in the Lutheran church, right? So 40 years, God is preparing you to be a witness, right? If you think about that. Then you look somebody at 60, even younger. I said, all of you here have been in church for a long time, and God is preparing you. He's equipping you to be a witness. And then I would say one thing that I always stress with my members in the church and also here when I teach in the SEM is to help. This is why the liturgy, the divine service is helpful there, because we do things in a certain way, not only because that's our way we do worship, but God is doing something with us. We know the idea of God coming to us first, speaking to us, then you respond to God in worship, right? So if you think about the Apostles' Creed that we most of the time we use in church, and usually I ask my students, but also the members of my church, you recite the Apostles' Creed every Sunday, right? Yes, we do. And I would ask them, can you tell me the Apostles' Creed with your own words without reciting every word in the Apostles' Creed? Can you tell me the Apostles' Creed, break that down in your own words? So they kind of, oh, I never thought about that. I said, can you do that? And then sometimes I had to stop the Bible class and help them to do that exercise, right? Because who is God? God the Father, what he does for you, what he has done for you. And so who is Jesus? And then who is the Holy Spirit? I said, can you break that down and share that? What God the Father has done in your life, what Jesus has done in your life, what the Holy Spirit has done in your life. So that's the base, I would say, the best outline to do evangelism and witnessing. You talk about the triune God using your own words, remembering in the back of your mind what you confess every Sunday in church, either with Apostles' Creed or with the Nicene Creed that also talks about the Trinity, or even the Athanasian Creed, right? But let's talk about the one that's more simple. And so I think our church is prepared. One thing I honestly need to say here, because I have been pastor for many years, and I think sometimes our people in the pews, they don't feel confident because they probably are not encouraging properly, you know, in helping them to see what God has done in their lives and say, yes, you have a lot to share with people about the journey of faith that you have been through in your life. And so as you do that, you'd be surprised. But the following Sundays, I would ask them, hey, John, did you talk? Oh, pastor, let me tell you this story. And all of a sudden, the whole Bible study is about John sharing his faith with his co-worker, which he never done in 10 years working the same job. And now he says, hey, I can do this. And as soon as somebody like John shares that in the Bible class, then Mary, then they know Sarah here, or Angie there, they say, man, I can do this too. Because you see, he's not the pastor. She's not the pastor. I mean, there are people like me. And I think our church, yes, our church is equipped to share the gospel, not only with any kind of, I mean, all nations, right? Yes, we are. Sometimes, of course, you need to understand their background. If I'm talking about multi-ethnicity, right? How Hispanics see things differently, maybe people from Africa, from Asia. But bottom line is the same message, right? It's the same gospel. It's the same Jesus. So this is why I refer to the Apostles' Creed. If you know that by heart, you can talk about anything about your faith in God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We're talking about the Multi-Ethnic Symposium coming up at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Dr. Ellie Prieto, Associate Professor of Practical Theology and Chairman of the Multi-Ethnic Symposium Committee at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, and Erica Petch, Director of Continuing Education, also at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. And Erica, I know Dr. Prieto mentioned some of the presentations, but tell us more about who the presenters are and what they're going to be talking about.
Sure. I thought he was going to go through the whole list of speakers for a minute.
But... No, I saved that for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we have just an amazing lineup of speakers that just come from all different, not just ethnicities, but different ministries, and have a different way to look at music and worship in our world. So our keynote speaker that's going to kick the whole thing off is Dr. Bob Kolb. Mm-hmm. Ellie mentioned earlier that Luther said that his second love was music.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bob Kolb has written this paper that is just amazing. Leading up to the time of getting the paper ready, I get to share a hallway with Bob Kolb, which is a delight. And he would come by my office. You have a minute? I just learned something new about Luther and music. Then the next week, Erica, I just learned something else. And it's just amazing. We know that we can learn so much from Bob Kolb, but the fact that he's in his 80s and he's still learning stuff.
Yeah, fascinating.
That's so
amazing.
Cool.
I'm slightly jealous that your office is right there, not going to lie.
It's great. So, Dr. Bob Kobe is going to lead things off. As Ellie kind of mentioned, Roberto Weber, who's in the Dominican Republic, is going to be the annual Hispanic lecturer with a response by Stephen Heimer talking about the new Spanish hymnal. So that's going to be really exciting. And then that Tuesday night, Roberto Weber is going to be helping out with the hymn festival in our chapel using the Spanish hymnal. So that's going to be really cool. Then we have a third main speaker that Ellie mentioned is actually one of our DPs, Dr. Dean Taylor from Out East. So that's going to be awesome. He'll bring a whole nother message to us. And then finally, the Multi-Ethnic Symposium, and this is the first time I'm announcing this to people. You do need to register, but the fourth plenary will be Marcus Gray, otherwise known as Flame. So he's going to be doing a plenary, and we're very excited about that. And before I get into the mini event of this really quick that is so important, Ellie talked about we're going to have some people boots on the ground, grassroots. And so we have four breakout sessions that everyone can be a part of. The two Bowlings, Janine and Gerard Bowling from up at Bethlehem, will be talking about their ministry. We have John Reinke with Deaf Ministry will be speaking. We have a new pastor. I'm looking forward. He's not new, but he's out on the West Coast, and that is Pastor Young. And he will be talking. And then we also have David Menke, who most recently was up at Concordia St. Paul, because we forgot to mention that Concordia St. Paul is doing this multi-ethnic symposium jointly with us. We have some of our committee members this year, both David Menke and Samuel Dressa. Okay. So we're pretty excited. Back in 2022, we did a joint symposium with them. So we decided it was time to do a new one. And what better than music? And if you can believe it, we have never done a multi-ethnic symposium on music.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's definitely time.
So it's time. But then I really, really quick want to mention, we always, that Tuesday night, that first night, have a Festival of Nations. Please help us pray that the weather is nice so that we can have it in the main quad. But it happens to fall on Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
So we will be serving Mexican food from a local authentic restaurant in town. So that's very exciting. We also have some of our international students have formed a choir, and they're going to be singing Christ is Arisen, Hallelujah, in all of their native tongues and then also in English. And then Flame will be giving a short concert in the quad. We're super excited. He, for those of you that don't know him personally, he's amazing. We have had great email conversation. He's bringing his new bride.
Yes.
So we're very excited about that. And then the Stephen Heimer, as we mentioned, he will have his mariachi band.
Oh, they're
and
so fun.
The latest thing, I don't even know if Ellie has seen the email this morning yet, but
what I missed.
I had this great idea to have the mariachi band form a processional leading us into chapel, because they will also be participating in the hymn festival that evening.
It sounds like a big party.
Mariachi San Pablo is amazing. I've had the chance to meet them twice.
Yeah.
And enjoy their music.
Amazing. So it's going to be
Dr. Prieto, Erica brought up a great point in talking about her experience being in the same hallway with a professor who, Dr. Kolb, who is continually learning throughout his entire life. And to pause and say, I learned something new. Do you have a minute? Mm-hmm. Why? How does making time for continuing education, for continuing to learn, how does that serve well those whom we serve?
Wow, that's another good question. You're good questions today. So, no, I appreciate that, too. I think you are the same way I am. I'm always trying to learn something. You know, of course, we remember the disciples then became apostles. They are sent. But I like the word disciple, discipleship, because disciple is always learn. And disciple also has discipline. Right? The discipline of discipleship is to be focused in God's word. So if you're involved in ministry, any kind of ministry in the church, if you're a pastor, if you're a GC, if you're a school teacher, you're a deaconess. And I say that to my students too. If you're a full-time church worker, you realize what the church is doing for you, right? They're paying you to study the word and teach it. And many members in the church wish they had their job to read the Bible full-time. So now it's not only learn the Bible. I know, Sarah, you love theology. You're studying our seminary too, to become a deaconess. So I think, Andy, until we go to heaven, I think we cannot say, I know. I know that I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the attitude that you see in Dr. Kolb. I mean, he's one of the most fascinating scholars in Luther. But he's always saying, I'm learning something. And I think this is why I appreciate symposiums like this, the multi-ethnic, the theological symposium, or going to the seminary like you, Sarah. And I know you, Andy, have dreams of continuing your studies. I think if you think about Jesus, he was always encouraging his disciples to follow him. And what he meant by that, not following him in the sense to learn from him, right? But also to know that he is the Savior, and this risen Savior that we just celebrate needs to be taught and proclaimed. But a life of a disciple is a life of learning. And I think if you want to be a true disciple of Jesus, that should be your serious top one goal. That you finish confirmation class, what is next, right? Mm-hmm. And what's next? And I think that should be our question in the church. And again, I go back to the pastors because I can speak to the pastor because I'm a pastor. And again, as I tell my students, you pastors are the one to set the vision for your congregation. And if you don't talk about that, you don't teach about that, you think they're going to get excited about learning? So, and I think really this is what this multi-ethnic symposium does. It's just a little tip of the iceberg to say, come together, discuss music, worship, and then go home and continue the conversation, right? So this is why I'm glad that I can be here with Erica today, just giving a little bit of this, encouragement of learning, but also trying to come and attend, if you can, the multi-ethnic symposium. I think it'll be exciting learning again in another perspective, something new.
What part does music then play in that lifelong learning? A lot of that, we think of like book learning and studying books, but we're talking about music at this multi-ethic symposium. So what is that role of music in our Lutheran theology and our Lutheran churches in that lifelong learning experience?
Yeah, that's also an interesting question because think about that. And Dr. Vicker, our Dean of Chapel at Concordia Seminary, he is an expert in hymnody and hymns and music, and he will the first one to say a hymn can be used in different ways in the church. Of course, first is us praising God through the music and the word, but if you think about music also teaches you something, right? Especially, like I said before, the music attached to God's word changes everything. So as we sing, if you really pay attention to the lyrics, you are learning. And you see, this is why we have different themes in the LSP, right? We have hymns that talks about Christ. We have hymns that talks about, Advent, Lent, families, Trinity. I mean, all kinds of basic law in the gospel, basic doctrinal teachings that we have in our church. And this is why I appreciate the hymnal because of that. So you can sit down and even sing by yourself in your living room a hymn, and then meditate in every word. So that is this continued process of learning, right? So this is why I say, and I think really, that the symposium will be another way for us to rethink about why we sing. Yeah, you can sing songs just to enjoy, have a good, I like to play music, I play guitar, sometimes I sing a lot of pop music to my wife. She says, oh, that one again. But, it's for fun, yeah, that's another type of music, pop music, and sometimes, of course, any lyrics say things about whatever you're talking about, relationships and sadness, joy. We talk about Flame, he's going to be performing, Flame, he's a rapper, he sings, but he writes his lyrics, and if you pay attention to his lyrics, he's teaching theology. It's fascinating. He talks about baptism. He talks about Lord's Supper and the scripture, Old and New Testament, salvation by faith, justification, and he's rapping. I mean, it's kind of a, and I know some people say, this is not for me, and totally understand that. I prefer more a style of LSB or something else. Perfect. But we have room for all of that. A lot of people that are not familiar with our type of music, but maybe a music like Flame, will talk to them. And the way you're going to talk to them is because it has a good theology that teaches what our hymns are teaching. And I can say that about Flame because really he writes, you know, he did his master's degree in theology in our seminary and he was pursuing his PhD. And then I think because he's so busy, he couldn't continue. So he had a little break from the PhD right now because, you know, PhD demands a lot of work. But the goal he was doing that was just for him to be a better theologian, to write better music, you know, and lyrics. So I think back of his mind, I never asked him that question, but I know he is saying, the more I know, the more I can teach through my music, you know? And I think that's some disconnect that sometimes we don't see in the music, you know, especially in the church.
Mm-hmm. We are learning about the upcoming multi-ethnic symposium at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis is taking place May 5th through the 6th. Erica, what do we need to know in order to attend this year?
Thank you. I was hoping we'd get to that because we are running out of precious time and I know that everybody wants to be a part of it. So registration will be open until midnight on April 20th. So we're getting really close, but there's still plenty of time. All people have to do is just go to our seminary website, which is csl.edu, go to resources, and then the multi-ethnic symposium.
Very good. csl.edu, resources, and you can find it under continuing education, multi-ethnic symposium. We'll share the link in the program notes today as well, so that you can find that pretty easily. If you go to the kfuo.org website and find today's episode, you can find the notes there as well. Our guest today, Dr. Ely Prieto, Associate Professor of Practical Theology and Chairman of the Multi-Ethnic Symposia Committee for Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, and Erica Petch, Director of Continuing Education at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Thank you both for being here today and for sharing with us about the Multi-Ethnic Symposium.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.